medical messages on screen to where the operator medical information becomes available. This station will now see the
Welcome to the Casual Preppers Podcast. Here are your hosts, Cam and Kobe.
Hello and welcome to the Casual Preppers Podcast. My name is Kobe, and as always, Cameron is here as well.
What's up, peoples?
What's going on?
Well, we got a good podcast today.
We do. We have a fantastic podcast.
We really do.
Fantastic.
So today we're going to be talking about 45 overlooked prepping items.
45?
Yeah. There's a lot of those things that you probably would overlook, and then when you were in the scenario, you're like, well,
I've overlooked this item.
I've overlooked these prepping items,
yeah.
And there seems to be 45 of them.
Yeah, there appears to be 45, yeah. And we're going to kind of give you the reason why they're overlooked, because some of them have multiple uses.
They do.
And they're good, because you have limited space, and multiple use items are good.
Right.
Right?
They are. And then we got your, you know, typical Mad World update.
Typical.
We're going to follow the same format here. And we got your quick and dirty medical tip. That was way weird.
Okay.
Quick and dirty.
Okay. And what else do we have?
We've got two awesome things to review.
We do.
We've got a Grail water purification bottle.
The Grail.
The Holy Grail, the Ultra Light Grail, and then we've got Battle Box Mission 17.
Firebox.
It's a Fuego box. Yeah. I can't say the rest of it.
En Fuego.
El box de Fuego.
Yeah, so awesome. Sounds like a good
Yeah, this is going to be a
good episode. Hey guys, today's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download and a 30-day free trial at www.audibletrial.com/casualprepperspodcast. Over 180,000 titles to choose from your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player. That's audibletrial.com/casualprepperspodcast.
Well said.
Yeah, thank you. So let's start with telling you guys.
It.
No, I got to tell you guys, we're doing a giveaway.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
On Facebook.
Yeah.
So if you go to facebook.com/casualprepperspodcast, we are giving away one of these items actually from the battle box.
A neato item.
Yeah. So all you got to do is go over there, like our page, and share and like the post.
And we will send it to you.
Dude, they're not going to send it to everybody who does that. Whoever wins.
Let's just say maybe everybody could, but
probably just one person will. We'll say maybe.
Okay.
Okay. But it's like a $50 value.
Yeah.
So get off your ass and go to Facebook.
We will show you. Well, no, we won't show you. We will tell you about this item.
Yeah, we will tell you about it.
So,
all
right,
get with it, guys. So, yeah, that's gonna be awesome.
So a free book and you could win an item. Right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
yeah. So that's
awesome. I summed that up.
Okay, so let's move on.
It's a mad world.
So, it's a mad world, Cameron.
It is a mad.
Do you
mad
have
world.
An update?
Or do you
want me to go?
You know, you go first.
You want me to go? Okay. So my update is probably what you would expect after last week, Dallas, Black Lives Matter, protest, shooting of, how many cops died? Do you
remember?
It was five cops, right?
But what was it, 12? I don't know.
Bunch of people. I mean, it was insane. It's ridiculous. We completely support our boys in blue.
Yeah.
You know, this is
it's pretty embarrassing that our country, I mean, what our country's going through.
It
I'm
is.
Sure other countries are like, geez, Louise.
It's embarrassing, but it's also kind of scary, man.
It really feels
a little bit like we're almost like on the verge of some sort of race riots and wars.
We really are. We're already there.
I mean, yes, but I mean, in a much larger scale. So I think it's something we all need to be watching because it's scary, man.
It is. It's getting crazy.
Yeah, so that's something to keep watching, you know, and it's
awesome. Our presidency will probably help.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Will they? I don't know. But it goes again. It was guns again. So it's something that's going to affect the Second Amendment again. So
yeah,
be on the lookout, kids.
Yep.
This is ridiculous. Okay. What do you have?
Well,
now I'm pissed off.
I know.
Hell.
I don't really have anything.
Oh, you don't?
Well, I take that back. I do have a pretty good story.
Oh, you do? Okay.
So I can't do anything in current time. I'm going to have to go back.
Oh, you reached back into
I'm gonna
the
reach
vault.
Back to 1990. So this is a crazy event that happened.
1990? That was a long time ago. Okay.
So I don't know if you know where Perfection, Nevada is.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I know.
So this freaking crazy thing happened there.
I know what you're talking about.
So there's a repairman there, and he had a really good buddy whose name was Fred.
Uh-huh.
And they, you know, they lived
that
in this.
Sounds fake.
They
Fred.
Lived in this. I didn't. Maybe I made up the name okay. so that you wouldn't know who I was talking about.
Okay.
They lived in this small desert town, and man, some crazy stuff happened there.
Seriously, I think I
the
know.
The freaking town, like all the people in it, got stuck like in the town, but no. they couldn't even like get around within the town.
So that's there was a that's this is the story I've heard. This.
Yeah, you know the story.
There
don't
was
you?
A scientist. There was like a seismologist.
Oh, I
there.
Forgot. Yeah,
yeah, he was doing some.
So he lived in this boring town, but then this crazy stuff
yeah.
happened.
There was a seismologist there, and they all got kind of stuck because, I mean, they were fighting for survival, dude. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because there was these giant worm-like monsters, right?
They were. What were they? Tell me about them.
They were tremors.
They were.
I knew what you were going at, you bastard.
That was a scary event, yeah. and that could maybe happen.
That didn't happen.
Yes. But all in all,
I saw where you were going.
The
with
most
that.
Impressive armory was shown in that movie.
Yeah, it really was.
That's the way to prep.
Reba
and Earl. Wasn't it Earl?
I don't remember
no,
his name. Was it Earl?
I swear that was her husband's name.
I don't know.
Anyway,
they were prepped.
Okay, that really didn't happen, but that is something to think
next
about.
Next week, you got
to
have a real one. You got to have a real one next week. All right.
I don't. I need to.
All right. So.
So go watch Tremors.
Now that that's out of the way,
let's get into it.
Let's get into it. So
we've
what
got
was,
a lot of items.
Wait, what was this list called?
This list item. Well,
no.
Items.
What was the list called?
Overlooked prepping items. 45 overlooked prepping items.
Gosh, that's a lot of items.
There's a lot of crap out there, and it's really yeah. hard to think of all the little.
Yeah.
Things that may be practical.
Because
so
most
we
people,
tried to narrow
most,
it down for you.
Most people know water, food.
Guns.
Guns, ammo.
And
knives.
A bug out bag.
Zone, and a bug out bag.
And medicine.
Medicine.
The medicine.
Everybody knows medicine. So these are things that maybe you didn't think about, right?
Yeah.
So
Most of these have multiple uses, like Kobe said.
Yeah, they do. Number one. Now, this is something. I'm kind of a freak about this. I like a lot of these. Socks.
Well, I'm glad that's the one you're talking. Yeah.
Okay. I get what you're saying. Yeah.
Yeah. No. Multiple uses.
Yeah. Cause say you know stuff
say,
goes
say,
down.
Say
stuff goes down seriously, and you can't buy socks for a long time.
Say everything just falls apart, and you can't buy socks.
That's
worst
bad.
Case scenario.
That's bad. Anyways, yeah. So you don't have socks. You know, clean, dry feet are a huge deal.
They really are.
It's
there's like,
huge
I mean,
deal.
There's a whole, there's multiple articles on just taking care of your feet.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause it's a big deal. So, but there's a few other uses I found real quick. You can use it as a pre-water filter, socks, old socks, any kind of socks. So even if you have them in your bug out bag,
striped socks, blue socks,
yeah, tube socks,
Christmas
any
socks.
Kind of socks. Even if you have some in your bug out bag, there's some other uses you can use for
yeah.
Water filter, a pre-water filter, a crude tourniquet. Right? You can use
that's
it for
true,
that.
Yeah.
You can use it for cleaning things, especially like your gun. It's good for getting in there in the barrel and, you know, cleaning that out. And fire starting, you know? Old
yeah.
socks are flammable.
Wiping sweat off your face.
Yeah. Do you have any other uses or is that it?
No, I think that's
that's good.
Pretty good for socks. I mean,
cool.
Who would have known?
I don't know. I don't know. What's number two?
Number two, maps.
Yes. I think this is important.
It is really important.
So
you wouldn't think so because
you don't
have
think
such
about
convenient
it.
Stuff to not use maps now.
Yeah, right now, you go somewhere, you say, oh, let's see if Siri knows how to get there. Let me put it in my Google Maps.
Yeah.
Like I haven't looked at a real map in a long time.
I really haven't
especially
either.
For driving.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so, I mean, this goes, you probably want stuff for your local area
yeah.
first. You know, and like you mentioned to me the other day, topographical maps
they really,
would be
yeah.
a huge help.
Yeah. And I've been looking at more of those. I mean, even in looking pretty close to us, like old mines and things.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, useful places that you just
yeah
you can't see on a regular just flat road map, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
So you need to learn, one, how to read different types of maps and have a lot of maps, especially like
yeah.
you said, of your
and
area.
Say, and say you got a bug out, you know, there's no internet, obviously,
right.
if something's going down like that. You're going to need to know how to get somewhere.
Right.
And if you say,
so your bug out location.
I need to go to Paradise, Nevada, right?
Yeah.
How do I get there?
No one's going to bother you if no, tremors are around.
Yeah, so I'm going to.
If you get there.
You're going to have to know how to get there, so you're going to have some sort of a map.
Yeah.
I like that. Okay, number three. This is a big one for me. Okay, deodorant.
Yeah, yeah.
So we have some items on here that actually will kind of help with that. But if you have a bunch of deodorant stocked up, seriously, because water is probably going to be
So you're talking about antiperspirant deodorant.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, not just smell nice, acts.
Well, that's good as well. I don't care. I don't care what kind of, as long as it's deodorant.
Yeah.
Because it's going to, water is going to be hard to come by. So you're not going to be taking a bath every day. So you're going to smell like ass.
Right.
Seriously, all the time. So deodorant could be a huge help.
I know. It is pretty nasty to be around people.
Yeah. So I'm not going to come to your house if you don't have deodorant. You know what I mean?
Maybe you were going to have to, though.
That's possible.
So. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Books.
That's number four, books.
Yeah.
But the physical, actual paper books.
Yeah.
See, that's the thing. I buy a lot of my books on Kindle, or I do audiobooks on audible.com. But
don't go into that yet. Okay. We've already heard it.
Okay. It's a big deal because, you know, you're not going to have television most likely. You're not going to have, you're going to need some form of entertainment and something to pass the time.
So pop-up books.
Well, yes, for some people, for kids.
But right? No, yeah, a variety of books. Yeah. I mean, even me in the, you know, the clinic that I'm in, when we try and get more resources, mm-hmm. I mean, we look to books because there's so many digital versions of it, but I'm just like,
you know,
they're really
book.
Not that useful if I'm going to be paying 100 plus for a medical book or a pharmacology book. Uh-huh. I want that paper book. I mean, even if it's 10, 15 years old, it's useful. No,
yeah.
You know.
Exactly.
So.
And that goes along, like books, reference books are huge, just survival books, you know, all that kind
of
stuff.
And you've got a lot of paper to burn if you're tired of that
book. And if you don't have toilet paper. Okay. So at number five, garbage bags.
Yeah.
Or Ziploc bags. Garbage bags are
plastic
huge.
Plastic bags in any form.
And this goes to a couple things. I mean, sanitation is going to be big. You know, you're going to need
storage
of
stuff outside.
To put
collection,
trash.
Mm-hmm. Water collection.
Yeah, you can make a poncho. Yep. Throw it in your bug out bag. This is awesome to have in a bug out bag. I don't know why we didn't talk about that. But you can use it as a poncho.
Yeah, that is a good idea.
You can
I
use
don't know
it
why we didn't put that in
for
there.
Rain catchment.
Catchment?
Yeah, catching rain. Rain catchment device.
I haven't heard catchment.
Haven't you?
I like it.
Yeah. A blanket. It can be like almost like.
Yeah,
You can use it as a dry bag.
Yep.
Right? Keep stuff dry.
You could probably make, you know, mulch, fertilizer in it.
Yeah, I suppose you could.
I'm sure you could.
Yeah. You can use it if you have it at home and you have a leak somewhere. You can patch a roof if you need to with it temporarily, you know? So there's a lot of things.
You can keep heat in a house, cover up your window.
Yeah.
Tape it over.
You can make a tent, a shelter out of it if you needed to. Another thing is if...
a kite?
If stuff goes down... and it's some sort of a virus or something, you can quarantine rooms if you need to.
Yeah, that's nice. That's another thing, too, like, I didn't think about, you know, if you get bed bugs or lice, mm-hmm. you know, that's the way to take care of them. If you can't wash them or, you know, mm-hmm. you tie them up in a bag, like airtight, in a garbage bag for 6 weeks and it kills them.
Oh, only 6 weeks?
Yeah, just 6 weeks.
Just 6 weeks.
So no blanket for 6 weeks.
Dang.
But yeah.
Okay, that's a good one. Garbage bags.
Garbage.
What's next?
We're on number six.
Yeah, we are.
Lemon juice.
Lemon juice.
Why don't you go ahead and explain
that? Want me to explain lemon juice?
Even though you did the last one.
So, yeah, lemon juice, obviously you can use it for cooking, right? I mean, you can use it for that. But there's a lot of other things. It's good for killing any sort of odors because, you know, it's just really good for that.
Strong.
You can actually use it as deodorant. You can put it in your underarms. It's got to burn like hell, though, doesn't it?
It's kind of freaking stink.
I don't know.
Aftershave?
I've read that, and I'm like, yeah, aftershave. Holy hell. It cleans things. It actually it helps with dandruff. You put it on your head.
Oh, yeah.
It preserves.
It's a preserve.
Preserves field. Really good.
I guess storing. I mean, I would squirt that stuff all over on just a raw piece of fish. Bad choice of words.
Okay. It's good for heartburn. I guess you take it, ingest it for heartburn. Yeah,
I would think that to be opposite.
We're both like Frenchies.
I know
today.
What's
I don't
the problem.
Know what the hell's going on. Okay,
too much heat.
Number seven, hand sanitizer.
Yeah,
I mean that's
pretty
kinda,
self-explanatory.
It's obvious. It's another thing going. We're not going to have a lot of water available, possibly.
Yeah. So you don't want to burn through all your water mm-hmm. washing your hands all
so
the time.
So you can use it as hand sanitizer.
Cleansing wounds.
Yes, but you can always use it as a fire starter.
Oh, that's right. It's like napalm.
Really, yeah, it's really good as a fire starter. So those are, it's just good to have it around.
Right.
It's probably good to throw in your bug out bag if you have some time to, if you have some room and time. You got to throw it in there. It takes
time
to throw it in there. Takes time to throw it in there, right?
I don't got this kind of time.
I don't have this kind of time.
Eight, pennies. So pennies before 1982.
Yes, this is something.
And quarters and dimes
before 1964.
Yeah.
So pennies, you know, now they're mostly zinc.
Crap. They're crap metal.
They're not even worth what it takes to make them.
That's true.
And that's not even a joke. But before 1982, they were like 95% copper. So not only are they money, you know, which may or may not be worth anything at some point, but yeah, it's actually copper. So you can use
copper
it.
Copper has so many uses.
Yeah. And it's a precious metal that you can use to trade with if you need to.
Muy precious.
And the quarters and the dimes before 1964 were 90% silver. And that's obvious why you would want that, because it's silver, right? So, yeah.
Value.
Yeah, and it's really simple
thing to do. Bargaining chips.
I do this actually all the time when I get a thing of change. I just sift through it really quick and see if I have any of those.
You just throw your quarters and your dimes out on the ground?
Yeah.
Oh, not. Oh, there we go.
My kids go chasing.
1964.
But yeah, and I grab those and I put those in a separate spot and save those for the apocalypse.
for silver production.
I have
Kobe's getting a molten.
I have one for Disney. I have a box for Disneyland and a bottle for the apocalypse.
The apocalypse one's like way more.
Yeah. Anyways.
No kids. No Disneyland.
No
Daddy's got to save for the apocalypse.
Daddy knows there's zombies coming.
Number 9.
Yeah.
So we've talked about safety pins.
Yeah, safety
so
pins.
So many uses. Mm-hmm. You know,
if you didn't listen to episode whatever episode that was.
Why don't you pause this episode and go back and download
that episode? What
episode
was that? It was a quick and dirty medical tip. It was episode 2.
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, it was a quick and dirty medical tip.
Was it the first one?
I don't know, man.
I don't know. I got to re-listen to them, I guess.
Yeah. But there was. What were some of the uses you had for medical uses? For
well, one that stands out to me is hemorrhoid clot extraction.
Yeah.
Big. That's a super important one. I know.
Stupidest thing I've ever heard.
But like, you can close really big wounds. Mm-hmm. You know, clothing. The whole, you know, yep. Tent fly, you can keep that shut. You can keep your own fly shut.
Mm-hmm.
You can make a splint, or not a splint,
pin your wife's mouth
sling,
shut. Actually, no, you did have something about
yeah,
a lip.
Yeah, you could friggin' pierce through the tongue into the bottom lip so that...
Someone who's having a seizure.
Yeah. How are you going to get that in there?
That's what I'm saying. That's just, I don't see how that works, but... I don't know. If you know it.
But yeah, no, seriously.
Knowledge is.
Safety pins.
Mm-hmm. Fish hooks.
There's so many.
You can use them for fish hooks.
Fish hooks. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You could pin triage notes on
that's
dead
true.
People.
Yeah.
On
this
your
person
bags
has
of
zombie
dirty,
virus. This
yeah,
person does not.
These clothes were exposed to zombie virus.
He's close. Is that what you said? He's close.
I'm having issues with
he's
my
clothes
speech.
Were. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Safety pins. Number 10, tarps.
Yeah. You know what? I didn't think that, just real quick.
Yeah.
Back to books. Translation guide.
Ah, that's a good idea.
That's would be yeah. really important.
We're going to be Mexico soon.
Yeah.
So you need to know Espanol.
Yep. Canadian.
I don't understand what they're saying.
I don't either.
No idea. Yeah, so, tarps. Number 10. There's a whole bunch of things you can do with tarps. I mean, it's obvious.
Tent.
Cover things. You yep. made tent. Rain catchment. Again, you like that word?
I do like that word.
You can make a hammock out of it.
All right.
You can make a shelter. You can use it
a
as a blanket.
Bag?
A body bag. Roof repair. Again, I mean, a lot of this is similar
a pin.
To... A what?
A pin.
A like... pen? What are you talking about? Oh, a pen.
A pen to like keep, to... like...
What?
Different types of pets in.
Oh, pets.
Hamsters.
Guinea
pigs. Bunnies.
If you're raising hamsters in the apocalypse, I'm an SHTF. You use tarps for a pet.
I got this tarp. Like 20 hamsters in here.
This food will last me forever till next week.
yeah.
Yeah. Also, you can use it as a mattress. You can kind of put leaves and stuff in it.
Sounds like a really nice mattress.
It's better than nothing, man.
No, it's true.
Okay. Number 11. This is something a lot of people say. Aluminum foil.
Aluminum foil.
Yeah. Aluminum foil. From the obvious things, you can cook with it.
Right.
Correct?
You can make a spinner for fish. You know, a shiny.
Oh, yeah.
Like a hook spinner.
Yeah, you could do that.
Grow mm-hmm. plants.
You can grow plants with it?
Yeah. I actually was looking at a thing where you can kind of use the seed and the sun kind of reflects and heats it so it stays kind of warmer. And the seed will actually germinate faster. Nice.
Interesting. I saw something where you can actually you put it in your windows and it reflects heat in the summer. So
yeah,
you
yeah.
AC.
And I've done that and it works really well.
Does it?
Mm-hmm.
You can
you
use
have
it.
To use a lot of aluminum foil.
Yeah,
like I've used those like the reflector.
Yeah.
The
windshield.
Oh, what do they call it? The survival
emergency blankets.
Emergency blankets.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. It's been a long day.
Yeah. You can fix battery connections with them.
Pests.
You can make a funnel.
You can avoid pests because the birds, you know, apparently.
Birds
I read this.
Aluminum.
I read this.
Birds.
No, just like, you know, you got like shiny, flashy.
Yeah.
And you can make. All right.
All right. You done with that
aluminum
one?
Aluminum foil.
Okay. Number 12, vinegar.
Yeah. Vinegar has.
There's so
just
many
like
things.
Like your lemon juice.
Yeah. It's a natural antibacterial.
Meat tenderizer.
Disinfectant. Cleaning. I heard
it's actually
I think
healthy
it's,
for diabetics.
Yeah, I was gonna say it helps keep your blood sugar down, right?
It does, yeah.
So, you know, if you're diabetic, you might want to
keep it around. Good. Yeah.
Yeah, so keep some vinegar around. I know apple cider vinegar, people love that stuff.
I like it. I mean I like
you
a
take
little
it on
cap
the daily?
Full once in a while. Not every day, but yeah.
Number 13.
Toilet paper.
Yeah, this is a big one.
Right? A huge one for Kobe. Apparently he can't wipe his butt with anything else.
I can't. I don't. Do you?
I don't on a regular basis, but.
I mean, what do you do? I mean.
I just wipe it off with my hand.
I'm just saying, it's stupid not to have extra.
No. And there's a lot of uses for the paper.
Yeah.
Basically, just burn it.
And you know something I wonder? Why are there toilet paper commercials? Like, who out there isn't buying toilet paper? No. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like having a commercial for air. You idiots, you're going to buy it.
That's true.
You know
I
what I mean?
Why spend the money?
Yeah, it's stupid.
Remember, don't wipe your butt with nothing else.
Ours is white. Ours is off-white. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's stupid.
Our sheets are a little bit thicker.
Yeah, that's true. All right, number 14, honey. Honey is huge, dude.
Yeah.
Honey.
It really is.
Honey is like one of the best things in the world. It's an
stores
antiseptic.
For freaking ever.
Yeah, it stores forever.
If you
forever.
Get the pure honey.
Yeah, it will seriously keep like forever.
I know. That's pretty amazing on it in itself. You
yeah.
know?
And most, if you have a honey, what do they call it? A honey farm?
A bee farm?
Know, where you go get the honey. Anyways, we have one locally. You can go buy 5 gallon
a honey
buckets.
Store.
No, it's not a honey.
Yeah,
I guess
yeah,
it could
yeah.
be a honey store. You can go buy like the 5 gallon buckets of it. And just, you know, throw it in your basement,
yeah.
you know? And that, in
it does. It stores forever. Even if it crystallizes,
you
just heat it up
you just
and
heat it
goes
back
right
up.
Back.
And obviously, the benefits of having it for food is
yeah.
awesome.
Yeah.
You can put it on food to sweeten things because, you know,
yep.
maybe you're eating beans and rice.
Yeah, they actually did a big study, too, on knee replacement surgeries where they just caked honey in it. And it's actually
in
antibacterial, too.
In the knee?
Yeah, no, in wounds. You
in
can
wounds?
Put honey
oh,
in it. So
yeah,
it kind of seals it plus...
Yep.
Yeah, it treats.
So yeah, I guess it's a huge energy booster if you just drink. It's like
honey's
having an
huge.
Energy
I think
drink.
I don't know why I don't have like tons and tons
I
of
I know.
It. Like it and peanut butter, that's a
yeah.
sweet combo right
it
there.
It calms anxiety, sore throats. It helps with sore throats.
Builds morale.
It's an immunity booster. It does, really, though.
My kids would just suck on that.
Yeah, honey, all day long, man.
Yeah.
It's a sleep aid, I guess. I guess it helps you sleep.
Wow.
A little warm honey
well,
and
soothing
lemon
to sore
tea.
Throats.
Yep, that's why I already said that, but that's fine. Say it again.
I didn't hear you say it, so if you want something for your sore throat.
Yeah, absolutely. So honey,
okay.
I mean, I think that's huge.
We're only at 15.
Yeah, okay, let's get going. Let's get going. Let's
these first ones did have a
yeah,
lot of things.
Yeah, they did. So baking soda is number 15. So,
I'll actually, my medical tip will go into that. So,
oh, well,
yeah.
Awesome. So,
bicarb.
Obviously,
sodium bicarb,
antacid, soothes sunburns. You
yeah.
can make toothpaste. It removes odors. It's cleaning, and you can use it as a deodorant. You can put it on
yeah.
your arms.
Yeah.
Okay. So, baking soda. Get some. Put it in your prepper pile.
Right. Got me a prepper pile.
What's 16?
Cornstarch. Similar.
Is it
similar use? I mean, really good drying agent.
Uh-huh.
You know, and you can put it in different foods and thicken things. Yeah, soups.
It helps with the chafing too.
It does.
You know what I mean? If
it's
you're doing a lot
than
of hiking,
your cancerous talc.
Is it? Is that cancerous?
Yeah.
Is it?
It does. Yeah.
Well, plus you can cook with it too.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
So that's why I'm saying all these things with besides the obvious.
Yeah, make gravy. Yum.
Oh gosh, gravy.
I want gravy right now.
Apocalypse gravy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay. Number 17. You put. I guess you put it.
We
put
it.
Axe or a hatchet.
Yeah. So you know you've been collecting all these knives. You
mm-hmm.
really have to have. I mean, how are you going to collect your wood? Chop down.
And we know there's
bust through houses,
yeah.
bust through skulls of zombies.
There's people that are listening. There's a lot of bushcrafters, and those bushcrafters don't go anywhere without their hatchet
well,
or their.
I mean, we had
axe.
That that SOG,
mm-hmm. that SOG
little mm-hmm. tomahawk thing, and we've used it almost every time we've gone out.
We have, yeah.
So
we've used it a ton.
They're hugely.
Get a good reliable axe or a hatchet.
Yeah,
you have to have.
And there's really light ones, and mm-hmm. I would have a big fat sucker too. You know.
Yeah, you would. Mm. You totally would.
Moving on.
Number 18, repellent. Is that insect repellent?
Oh yeah.
That okay? Yeah, insect repellent.
We need. Yeah.
Insects are bad.
They drive you nuts.
And they bite you and stuff.
And they spread Zika.
Oh, yeah. And Zika's all around. Yeah. And, well, and they spread West Nile.
Malaria. Probably STDs, too.
Yeah, they're going to give you chlamydia.
But, you know, repellents, I mean, yeah. If you want to be miserable, then forget that.
Yeah. Number 19, bouillon cubes. Bouillon cubes. I guess, you know, for cooking, right? And make things taste
good.
Yeah,
it's just like an easy salt with flavor. Yum.
Mm-hmm. Okay, move on. Number 20, condoms.
Condoms.
Yeah.
This wasn't in there for a joke.
It wasn't.
But kind of.
It's funny. Condoms are funny.
But yeah, no. You know, there's needs. And so you got to get that out of there.
Yeah, you're still going to have your same bodily urges during
and
the apocalypse.
Who wants to have a baby during all this?
Nobody
can
does.
Can anybody deliver a baby?
No.
Well,
can
there
you?
Are people, but I can't.
You can't? You don't think you can figure it out?
I don't know. I've gone through some training, but I don't deliver babies.
You don't deliver
regularly.
Babies? Okay. So, but there's obviously many alternate uses. Everybody's seen the
store
articles.
Water.
Yep.
Uh-huh. Store honey.
Honey, I've got my honey. What is that? That's my honey.
Just dump it out. It's flavor.
Obviously, this is non-lubricated condoms because you're not going to want to store water in a lubricated condom.
Really oily.
So don't do that. Yeah. You can keep Tinder in it.
Yeah.
You know, keep it dry.
Yeah.
I do have written on here the no pants dance. So that must
well, have you
be
seen
what
those
we
little
talked about first.
No pants dance. Yeah.
Cordage. I mean, you can use it as cordage, you know?
Yeah. Not like courting. Like other people courting.
Yeah.
If my kids are going to be courting in the apocalypse.
They will have condoms. Okay,
all
move
right.
on.
Spices.
Yeah, you know, you're going to probably be eating a lot of beans and a lot of
dried, nasty crap.
Yeah, you're going to want something to make
unless
it taste
you spent
better.
A ton of money. But
which is fine, yeah.
Yeah, but spices, I mean, we can make everything spicy.
Exactly. Okay. 22, floss.
So, yeah.
This is good, obviously, to keep your, you know, to clean your teeth.
Yeah.
Because there's not going to be a lot of dentists around. You should floss right now.
You can clean your teeth.
Or you can just suck at your teeth like an idiot.
Yeah.
So I was looking at this. You know, you could use it to do suture. I mean, to...
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yep. Well, I even talked about the episode on, you know, using your hair.
Yeah.
Laying a little piece of dental floss
that's right.
to tie the hair together. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Tripwire.
Mm-hmm.
Fishing line. We already said that. Clothesline.
Yeah.
A restraint for some criminal you come across.
Yeah.
Shoelace.
Tinder. Because it's waxed, it'll actually burn for a little bit, so that's nice.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, floss. Get it. Or die.
Get it.
Number 23, chapstick.
Lots of uses.
There's a ton of uses.
Lubricant, which was another thing we talked about. Plastic bag to lubricate your...
I'm anti-chapstick, but whatever.
I don't use chapstick either. My lips never chap.
It's like a drug. Anyways,
it really
as
is.
Soon as you start using it, you have to use it like forever.
I know. It is. Whatever.
It's like, don't try heroin, don't try
awesome
chapstick.
Try, yes, that's the truth too.
But no, it really is good because you can use it for a lot of different things.
Yeah.
You can use it as
lubrication. Rub it on a small scratch.
Mm-hmm. Lubrication. It's a fire starter because it's waxy too.
Yep.
You can actually make a little candle out of it. You ever seen people do that? You use the like a Q-tip and you dip some of that in the top of the chapstick and then
push
it all the way through.
Oh, no,
and it'll burn
that.
For a couple hours.
Oh, nice.
Just like a candle.
That's sweet.
Yeah, so that's cool. And you can actually use it as like a crude waterproofing for boots.
Yeah.
Just rub it on there.
Yeah. Or if you have a 3-year-old like mine, it's candy.
Yeah, candy.
They'll just bite it off.
Yep.
And then you can lubricate stuck zippers. That was a cool one.
Oh, yeah.
Like if you get like your bag or your coat, just rub a little lubricant on there.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Number 24.
Cards, games.
Cards and games. And that's
morale
obvious.
Builder.
obvious.
You're losing your mind.
I actually have a deck of cards in my bug out bag.
Yeah, I do too. It's actually teeny tiny.
Oh, really?
Really annoying to play with.
I've got some Maxpedition ones.
Cool.
Some like they're like tactical. It's a tactical deck. And you can get
oh, really?
Yeah. They're pretty badass.
The cards are like saws on one side yeah. and like a and knife like that pops stars. Out of the ace.
Yeah. Cool. So cards and games, I think that's crucial to have. I mean, most people have that stuff stashed around your house yeah. anyways. Just make sure you have something.
You really don't think like...
Days will get
so
long.
So if you're probably a productive person that,
yeah.
you know,
doesn't sit at
waste
home
their
day.
Life being productive...
Obviously,
you know,
yeah.
I play some video games, mm-hmm. and, you know, there's always, like, the one game that we really liked, what's it called again?
I don't know what you're talking about.
We obviously
about.
Didn't like it that much. The one where you had to, like, play instrument stuff to keep your team, like...
What?
It's the one...
This is a video game?
Yeah. The one where it's, like, they're in the middle of war.
Oh, this war of mine.
This war of mine.
Yes.
So, yeah, like... You come home after you've had to rob for some food to keep yourself alive.
Yeah.
And, you know, your morale's low and the people, you know, mm-hmm. it's just like
play some
music
cards,
and
games.
Eating candy and, mm-hmm. you know. And
I agree. Got to have it.
Yeah.
25 is kind of in the same vein. Candy and gum. That's just it, a lot of, especially if you
you're
have
you're probably going to be in groups of kids or mm-hmm. for a trading item or, you know, things like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, bartering. Yeah, you're going to have that around. So 26, what's that one, Cam?
An N95.
So what is that?
Filter.
Mask.
A mask, yep. So you do want to get one that's like N95 or better. These ones really block out a lot of different, you know, pathogens. And they're built really well to where they block. I mean, asbestos, you're probably going to be looting around.
Yeah.
And, you know, when you're building stuff or, you know, last thing you want is to contract mesothelioma.
You don't want that. Well, there's a lot of lawyers around that are going to help you out with that.
Freaking,
<that's> those commercials seriously. Are like nonstop.
But, you
so
know,
that's
building
an N95
and,
or above.
Yeah.
Okay.
You never know what you're going to get into. So they're right. super light. You can use them as a filter too, even. You know,
oh,
like
yeah.
a water filtration, stuff like that.
Good idea.
Goggles. Googles.
Yeah, goggles.
I just put that in there because...
You're going to be doing something that you're going to need goggles for.
Yeah.
right?
Maybe.
I don't know.
Maybe there's a city pool that's still there and nobody's
yeah.
around.
Yeah, there's some dimes at the bottom before 1964.
But I mean, if you're fishing, you lose stuff. And I mean...
Yeah.
It's just a nice thing to have.
It is, absolutely. Goggles.
Goggles.
28, tools, wrench, saw, hammer. If you don't have that right now,
simple.
You should have it.
Yeah. You're probably going to need to be building stuff.
Yeah. You're going to be repairing
so
stuff.
So if you have a Leatherman and
stuff.
That's it, you're probably going to be hating building stuff.
Yeah. Honestly, most people that are listening to this aren't idiots.
I know, yeah.
They have that stuff. But yes, it's, you know, oh, actually, you know, maybe.
But you don't think about it. Like,
maybe there's some urban guys out there, you know, that are urban preppers and, you know, maybe they don't have that
their
stuff.
Their own wooden tools?
Because maybe, no,
they
I'm just saying.
Make tools?
No, I'm just saying, maybe they live in a little apartment or something, so they just don't
right.
have room for that stuff. But you should make room for something.
Yeah, you really need to have a little small set of nice tools.
Yeah. 29, sewing kit.
So,
obvious.
Yeah. To be included in that, you know, lots of buttons and little zippers
mm-hmm.
and, you know, snaps, like things that you can make
you're gonna
clothing
need,
or bags.
Yeah, you can't anything. Go out, you can't go to Old Navy and get a new pair of pants.
No.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So you're
gonna
have to
know how to replace your zipper.
Absolutely. Number 30, sketchbooks and pencils.
Let's put that for another thing.
Mm-hmm.
Both, you know, mapping maybe an area you're in.
Yeah, navigation or
things
something
to,
like
you know, document.
Yeah.
You know, if you're by yourself and trying to navigate.
Leaving notes for people.
I just think
so many different things.
Yeah. Things for kids to do.
Triage notes.
Yeah.
Right?
Leaves notes for people that are trying to find you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Absolutely. 31, duct tape. Yeah, I mean, that's obvious. You
yeah.
can use duct tape for so
unbelievable.
Many different things.
Yeah. That, a couple of rolls, honestly.
Yeah. You, oh, yeah. You should
I'm
have a bunch of rolls.
I'm going to have, like, a couple of rolls.
Thought you were going to go way out there. I'm going to have like 100 rolls.
I'm going to buy a crate.
Yeah, I'm going to buy a crate of duct tape.
But seriously, that stuff, I mean,
yeah,
build a freaking car out of it.
Absolutely. 32.
Especially like camo. Like,
camo.
You know, you've got
camo wrap.
Camo wrap, tape. Camo blankets, camo, just, you know, there's so many uses for it. You're going to want it.
And, you know, you're probably,
yourself.
You may go out, yeah, for that. Also
and
hunting.
Yeah.
I mean, you're going to be out hunting. You know what I mean?
There's so much camo, everything. You just
yeah.
get a lot of it.
Just go to Walmart.
Even if you're Yeah.
Everyone's wearing camo at Walmart.
In our town.
Yeah, they are.
You can't see anybody.
No.
Town looks empty. People not even driving in their cars, but they're wearing camo because their car seat is camo, and they're wearing camo, so it looks like nobody's in there.
It's insane.
So crazy.
It's madness. Number 33, bleach.
Blech.
Yeah, because you're going to be killing people. You're going to have to clean up the evidence.
Yeah.
No.
So many uses for bleach.
Yeah, there is.
Sterilizing, cleaning, bleaching.
That's so smart, man.
Bleaching. But yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, what, you got
you can
one,
use it for
you got
water,
one,
actually.
Yeah, I was going to say, you got 1 gallon of that, and you bring some back.
Mm-hmm.
You can sterilize a bunch of water. Boom.
Yeah.
Boom.
Boom. Okay, gun cleaning kit.
So you got a lot of guns, but you don't have your gun cleaning
Make
kit.
Make sure you've got a kit.
Pretty much you're going to...
Or some old socks.
Yeah. Yeah.
Number 35, random bolts, nuts, and screws.
I just... I mean, I
totally agree with this because you can't go to Home Depot.
Yeah.
You're going to need some extra stuff. You just need to have it here. Otherwise, you're going to be scrounging
right.
for it. You're going to have to go out and find it.
So everybody probably has that junk drawer.
Yeah.
Where you just keep throwing crap in there. Mm-hmm. Like, that stuff really will be pretty valuable.
I totally agree.
Like, just dump it into...
A box.
A garbage bag
well,
that you already have.
Or not a garbage...
No, I do something like a bin.
I have
know?
A bin out in the garage that I throw all that stuff
but
in.
But yeah, no, I don't think there's anything wrong with you keeping hold
yeah,
of that.
I even like when I assemble some stupid thing in the house and there's
yep.
always those leftover screws and stuff.
Or those, yeah, little tools. Like
yeah.
you've got the Allen wrench and
Just
stuff.
Go throw
I
it in
keep
there.
Them all too, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Number 36, locks.
Yeah.
Locks. To lock things up.
Yeah.
Is that
like
what that's for?
Locks.
Right?
Yeah. Just... You know, securing your craft.
Yep, absolutely. Number 37, chains.
Yeah.
That's to use for the locks.
So there's a lot of different sizes of chains, you know.
Yeah.
Let's say you have a bathtub. You need the plug to remove, but you don't want it in the water. Put a little chain on it.
That's true.
Toilets, you know. No, but seriously, those little chains, you can
yeah.
use them for so many different things.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Good, I like it. Number 38, sunscreen.
Yeah.
So.
You want to get. Freaking scorched the first time
yeah.
that you're trying to get out of town.
Especially, you know, I think it's something maybe good to put in your bug out bag too.
Yeah,
maybe
it
you're
seems
not
pretty
outside.
That, you know, you're like, I don't need sunscreen.
Yeah, I'm a man. As soon as
but,
you get a sunburn, you're not a man anymore.
But yeah, when it's 95 or 100
yeah.
and you're trying to get away from tremors,
it's horrible.
You're going to get cooked on those rocks.
Yeah, paradise is hot this time of year. number 39 is bird seed.
Yeah.
Can you explain this one? Because I don't understand.
Well, it's just. The survival thing of bringing in small game.
Okay.
That's
I
all.
Get you. Just bringing in some
Catch
birds.
A bird, keep a bird, you know, you got eggs.
Sure.
And then, yeah, it's just bird seed.
Okay.
I mean, really, you could eat it yourself.
It's true, yeah. You could.
But I just put bird seed for, you know, catching small game and using that game. And
okay. Makes sense. Makes sense. Number 40, wire. And we're sort of talking about like the small baling wire or something.
Yeah,
right?
That's really malleable stuff, you
yeah.
know,
mm-hmm.
that you spin back and forth a couple of times and then it breaks.
Yep.
Like that stuff, I mean, trip wire, you could secure parts of your hut or whatever you're
yeah.
building, you know, you're
just repairing random
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah. I mean, even, you know, holding clothing or holding boots together,
mm-hmm.
you know, wire is awesome.
Yeah,
so.
It is. What's number 41?
Yeah, it really is.
What's number 41?
41's countermeasures. Kobe thinks all mine are weird.
No, I don't.
You're looking at me like...
I just think it's
oh,
kind of
why
funny.
Are you doing countermeasures?
Countermeasures? Are we on a submarine?
I know. Just shooting flares out your car. So, just having, I mean, flares and chem lights.
Yeah.
You never know what kind of attack's going to happen.
It's true. It's true. We could have ISIS, Al-Qaeda over here with
yeah.
heat-sinking
yeah.
missiles.
Yeah. Or what if they're going to bomb Alcatraz?
Or Sean Connery could be in
I was going to say, they're going to bomb. Yeah, that
you
was
going,
awesome. You came
were you
right
going
into
with
the
Hunt
rock.
For Red October?
No, no.
Oh, The Rock. Okay, I was going for Hunt for Red October.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
That makes more sense.
Full Sean Connery.
Thought you were talking about The Rock. I was like, geez.
No, no.
Remember when he's like,
yeah,
trying
oh,
to
yeah.
get the Jets?
That's right, yeah.
Anyway.
Okay, number 42, batteries. That's obvious.
Yeah. There's a lot of those, like Amazon or Woot. .com that you can just buy
Woot.
Have you ever been to Woot?
I haven't.
It's awesome.
Is it?
Yeah, so they have these deals where you can get like I have two boxes you know, fairly bigger box, but I have 100 double A's, 75 triple A's and like
holy moly.
And like 20 and it only costs like $30 in their Duracell.
Wow.
But you yeah, know, you've got that and I mean
it'll last you a while.
Tons of stuff.
Flashlights and whatnot.
Start fires with them.
Yeah. 43 razor blades. I don't shave as it is, Cam.
So not those types of razor blades.
Oh, okay.
Just the little straight, because you can carry like 100 of them.
Yeah.
You know, your nice break or whatever.
Or 200 if you're feeling saucy.
Yeah.
Right?
Or just get crazy and get 300.
Yeah, I don't know.
But no, they're small, they're thin, and you can do tons of things with them.
Yeah, absolutely.
So,
Number 44, waterproof tent sealer.
So I just did that not just for tents, but that stuff's waterproof.
Seals anything.
Freaking spray it all over your boots, you know.
Yeah.
Spray it all over your eyes so your eyes don't get.
Absolutely.
Spray it on your mouth.
Don't do this. This is not good advice.
No, but I'm just saying, instead of just tent, you can actually make your clothing repellent.
Absolutely. So we are on the very last one.
And I put this one because I freaking hate my nails to be long.
Do you?
So
I just bite mine. And I
don't even have one in any of my storage kits.
Oh, you don't?
So I'm like...
You need to get some nail clippers.
Yeah, nail clippers.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
You can use them kind of as tweezers, too.
Yeah, throw it in your bug out bag. That doesn't take up any room.
You can cut your hair...
What are you laughing at? Is that funny?
Well, like my eyebrows, I've cut my eyebrows with nail clippers. I can't find anything else. So I was like, you can cut your eyebrows with them.
Oh my gosh.
But no, seriously, long nails are so... I don't chew my nails. I freaking hate that.
Really? I chew them all the time.
Oh yeah, see, so you don't have a problem with that.
I don't.
I hate it. I can't do it.
Really?
I'll either bite way too much, like rip half the nail off. Nail clippers for me are extremely important.
Absolutely. Apparently. Nail clippers for you, toilet paper for me.
Yeah.
We're a bunch of pansies. Awesome. That's it.
Yeah,
so
hopefully you don't think our list is really dumb.
I don't really
care. If
you
do?
I don't really care.
This was compiled from multiple survivalists, so you're all wrong.
Yeah. This is stuff we've been looking at for quite a while.
Yeah.
So we'll probably actually put out an article on the website with all these, correct? Right.
And send us lists of things that you thought of that you really don't feel like anybody else ever thinks of.
Yeah, so if you do have that stuff, send it to us. We'll talk about it on the next podcast.
Yeah. No, I would like to hear if you guys can think of other things that...
Absolutely.
You know.
Okay. Awesome. Let's move on.
It's time for the quick and dirty medical tip.
It's time.
It's my turn.
It's your turn.
Again.
Yeah, it's always your turn.
All right, so my little medical tip was just, it's on dehydration.
Oh, yeah.
You're most definitely going to come across it.
At some point.
Yeah. When you lose your house, or maybe, hopefully you don't, but.
Yeah.
You know, so dehydration, there's a lot of kind of obvious signs that you want to look for. A lot of us already know them, you know, sunken eyes, dry lips, swollen tongue, you know, loss of consciousness. Sorry, I kind of drifted back.
Yeah, don't drift.
And it gets hard to kind of replete the lost fluids. Gatorade, chicken broth, you know, a lot of people put all the apple juice. If you're at a point of being dehydrated, those are not good replenishing things. Yeah. I mean, they're more of a preventative thing than they are. You know, apple juice and hardly any dehydration, but lots of diarrhea, that's fine. But, you know, if somebody's dehydrated to where, you know, their pulse is, you know, 120, 140, you know, they're obviously dehydrated and, you know, their mental status is all messed up. Don't use that stuff.
Okay. What should we use?
So, yeah. There's a lot of different recipes out there for an oral rehydration solution. So, one that I like is one. See, I'll put this list on our blog, but or these directions. So, you get 1 liter of water. You add 1 teaspoon of salt, 1/2 teaspoon of baking soda, 4 tablespoons of sugar, and 4 teaspoons of cream of tartar.
Sounds delicious.
I know, it does sound so good. I'm going to make one.
Yeah.
So
I'm making cocktails.
I know. Oh, dang.
I'm going to hydrate you tonight.
Orange Julius. This is my Orange Julius. So the salt, you know, obvious. You got your sodium.
Yeah.
Baking soda is your sodium bicarb.
Mm-hmm.
Then you've got sugar, carbohydrates, plus, you know, it kind of increases the osmolality, it helps it to transfer.
Okay.
Then you've got your cream of tartar that's your potassium. So there you've got all of your essential electrolytes pretty much. And the WHO, you know.
The WHO?
Yeah, the World Health Organization.
Oh, yes.
So they had like this oral rehydrate. They have salts. I mean, you can buy the salts, which, you know, I would probably do. That's the easier way to do it. But, you know, cream of tartar might be the only thing you don't really have a lot of.
Yeah.
But Yeah, so you can make your own with this little recipe.
Awesome.
But you can buy your own salts and make it. Because really, those rehydration things that we see advertised a million times for athletes, you know, mm-hmm. the Gatorades, they're really not a good...
They don't have everything you need.
Yeah. That's why Pedialyte tastes horrible. Have you ever tasted Pedialyte?
I haven't, actually.
It's super, like, it's just got that thick, like, bland taste.
Yeah.
But, like, you know, 1 or 2 ounces of it is, like, you know, drinking 6 ounces of water. Just because the osmolality is so, you know, low that it's... Or, yeah. Uh-huh. You want a low osmolality so that you don't cause a lot of water that gets put into your gut. So you're you're trying to treat dehydration, but if you have like a really high osmolality, you're just pulling more water into your gut and then you're just crapping it all out.
Okay.
So you want to, this is a really balanced solution you can make. So anyways, I'll put the recipe on there.
Nice.
There's a bunch you can find online, but just have those ingredients. You'll have water. You should.
Good. Nice. That's good stuff to know.
Yeah. Dehydration.
Get that recipe and write it down and put it in your bug out bag or something.
You could even just make a little Ziploc bag of that crap already mixed.
And and already
dump
ready
it into
to go.
Your liter of water.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Anyway. Awesome. Thank you, Cameron. So we got a battle box a couple days ago, and it's pretty sweet. Mission 17 Firebox.
Yep.
See, we are Pro Plus guys. We have the big full $150 thing. But so the basic box is $24.99, and it came with, there's a couple things in here that I really, really like for fire starting. The first thing was the live fire gear survival kit, and that thing is cool. That's the thing we used today, Cam, that you slid open, and it just took a spark like that.
That was awesome.
Yeah, it's like a little...
I did burn my finger closing the door.
Did you? Yeah, because you kind of fold out, yeah.
Well, I had it burning for a bit.
Yeah, but it just has like some treated cotton stuff in there.
Yeah,
and
it's a little hard to kind of fray, mm-hmm. but I you know, really that makes it so you just don't tear a bunch off.
Yeah,
and waste
it. Yeah, and it has a sliding top on it, so you just slide out a little bit, you fray it just a little bit, and it'll take a spark and there's a flame like as soon as it takes
it was
a spark.
Yeah, as soon as it one hit it,
and then once you're done, you just slide that thing closed and it stops. It's pretty cool. I really really
so, yeah,
like
I
it.
Mean way better than matches.
Oh yeah, because
as soon as it took off, I just touched it on like 3 or 4 different sides
some
of
tinder,
the
yeah.
tinder, and we had a fire. Boom.
Absolutely, it was awesome.
So yeah, that was awesome.
I really, really, really like that.
The can
stuff.
Can be reused, you know, mm-hmm. for other things.
Really lightweight. You can throw it in your back pocket, you know.
Yeah, it's super light.
The other one was the zombie tinder jelly gin tin, and that is sort of the same thing.
Yeah,
it's in a round tin, and you just open up the top and use a little bit of it.
Yeah, we didn't use it because we know how that works.
Yeah. Then there was a Dragonfire tinder box extreme pouch. So this is basically a big sealed pouch of tinder.
Yeah, it's like man potpourri.
Yeah, it smells really good.
It smelled incredible.
Yeah, so that
it's
was
like
kind of cool.
Pine and it's a Christmas tree.
Yeah, and so awesome. The next thing was actually probably my second favorite thing in the whole box.
That little tube?
The Pocket Bellows Weatherproof Fire Starting Kit.
That was cool.
So it's like in this little tube, and it has a ferro rod, and it has a little bit of tinder in there in those little things. But it also
the
has
ferro
a,
rod's on a little rope, so you could, you know, easily
And there's a little pocket bellows in there, so it's basically a telescoping bellow.
Man, I've never seen that.
Yeah.
That was cool.
And it telescopes out to maybe, what is it, like 1.5-2 feet long or something? Yeah, so you don't have to get your face right up there in the fire if you have some coals. Yeah. You just telescope that thing out and just blow in the
Because, yeah, I mean, how many times are you like, and your eyes are just... freaking burning.
You come back with white eyebrows and you're singed.
Your head just is steamed.
Yeah. So that thing's kind of cool.
It was. And it's all just contained in that little
cap,
that little peel
bottle. So that thing was pretty fun too. So the basic box, I think, was an awesome value. And then plus,
it really was. It had
the guitar picks, the battle box guitar picks. Did you see that?
Those were cool.
The reason they had those, I don't know if you know, but those are super flammable.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, so
once you get them going, don't they burn for quite a while?
Yeah, so you just kind of shave off a couple pieces.
Is that true with any guitar pick?
Yeah, pretty much. Most of them are made out of the same stuff.
If they're a real guitar pick, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Not a fake one.
No, aren't there little crappy ones?
Yeah, there are, but most of them are thicker. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so that was the basic box, which is fantastic value this month. $57 value, it says.
Yeah, they did have, it was more impressive in person.
It was. So the advanced, this one's $49. You got everything in the basic, and then you got the Zombie Tinder Pioneer Char Tin. So that has some zombie tinder, some char stuff. And then you got the Blaze Defense Systems Cold Fire Defense Mini Suppressor.
What?
That was the fire extinguisher stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So it's basically a
mini. It put out our fire, but I was a little pissed that.
Yeah, we actually used it.
I got like.
A little bit out of it.
Little squirts, and it put the fire out, and then the can is full, and I don't have any pressure left.
Yes, we're going to have to look at that.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I don't know if we want to
waste
yours.
Maybe it's a one-time use or what, but anyways.
I don't know if you're supposed to, yeah. I know I held it until it quit, and there's still a lot in the can. I mean, I guess you can get extreme and cut the top off.
Yeah. So that's the advanced box. You get those two things.
But it did work. I mean, it put the fire out really well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So. And then the Pro Box, which is $100, you get all of that, plus you get the fire cone. It's a carbon steel tunable alcohol instant fire starter. And guys, this is what we're giving away on
Facebook.
It's
pretty fancy. It looks cool.
It's really solid stuff, man. You know, it's like, it's steel. It's carbon steel. So basically what you do, it's like a little cone. The little top comes off.
It's indestructible, really.
Yeah, it is. And it actually came with a gel fuel pouch. And so you pour...
Is that the pouch came with it?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So
Okay. You
pour some of that alcohol in there.
And it's like a little.
You light it, and then you put that on, and then basically there's little holes on the side. So as you turn it, you can make the flame go bigger or smaller as you. So it's tunable. That's why it's called that. So it's kind of cool stuff.
Yeah, it is kind of cool. Fire startup. It's a chunk of metal.
it definitely is. It's
heavy
beefy.
Sucker.
It's beefy. And then in the Pro Box, you also got the Blast Match. And that was the little
thing you push down. That was kind of cool. So that only comes in the Pro Box?
Well, it comes with,
it doesn't come in the basic?
No.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that one's just, have you ever used a ferro rod? They're kind of a little bit of a pain.
It takes some practice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're either shaving a bunch or not enough.
Yeah.
And this thing, I mean, it's really simple. You just push it. I pushed it against the rock, and it was like,
yep.
Pushing out a bunch of sparks, easy.
And then the Pro Plus box, which is $149, you get your knife. And it was the Ontario Knife Company Rat 3 with tech lock and nylon sheath.
Yeah.
So it's a nice little...
It's heavy duty.
It's heavy duty.
It's
really
got
nice.
It's got a good weight behind
it. It's nice for the ferro rod stuff. Just perfect size.
And I can tell it's a good chopping knife.
Yeah, too.
Because it's heavy, and it's got a real sturdy, handle. So.
Yep. So a good box this month. Go
it
check out BattleBox
box
at BattleBox.com.
The guys are awesome.
Yeah,
they're
stuff, really cool
they really
guys.
They do put in a lot of time for their...
Yeah, they do.
They thinking about what would be good.
Absolutely. So go check them out.
Do it.
So our next review, Grail.
Yeah, the Holy Grail.
The Holy Grail.
The Ultralight Grail.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Ultralight.
Purification bottle.
So tell us about that, Cam.
So yeah, this bottle... It's a little tricky to use, but it's pretty ingenious.
It is ingenious. I think it's really cool.
Because it has, so it almost looks like a plunger, like a, those squirt guns that have the little plunger.
It's like a French press.
Yeah, that's exactly
what it is, basically. Yeah.
So yeah, you pull that out and you fill it up, and it has even a line on there that's super clear.
Mm-hmm.
And then you just squish it down, which was freaking hard.
Yeah, you have to push it.
But you can, I mean,
but you know that
I
it's
do like
getting
that.
Through the filter.
Yeah, you know that water is being pushed through a really solid filter.
Mm-hmm.
So the filter's on the bottom, and it fills up the container just above the filter that's within that bottle.
Yep.
And, it filters out 99.9% of bacteria, viruses, protozoan cysts.
Mm-hmm.
It's BPA free, it's chemical free, it's antimicrobial.
It's cool looking.
Free.
That's a cool looking little bottle.
It is a cool looking bottle. Mm-hmm. And it's that durable plastic that it's not see through like you feel like it's going to crack after it stays in the sun.
The style of the bottle is something that you could use every day if you wanted.
Yeah, even if you pulled that filter out, you got a nice cup.
Yeah, it's not like, like the LifeStraw ones where people are like looking at you like, why are you doing that? You know what I mean?
Right.
It looks nice. It's a nice looking
bottle.
It
does look like a really, well-built system.
So we're going to actually have a video up on the website sometime this week or next week.
Yep.
So you can kind of check out our quick review of that out in the field.
Yeah.
But we really enjoyed it. It's a nice option for water filtration.
It's one of the better filtration, portable filtration systems I've seen.
Yeah, it absolutely
is. It's well thought out, well designed.
So you can go check them out at thegrail.com, and it's GRAYL.
Yeah. It carries a little bit of a premium with it.
It does, but it's worth it.
You can tell, though. I said, it is not a cheap bottle.
No.
It's not simple, and what is it, 40 gallons of filters, that we said?
Yeah, it'll do 40 gallons, and then you can buy a new filter.
Yeah, and the filter's tiny. It just pops on, so you could carry a couple of them in your bag.
Yep, absolutely.
No, yeah.
So it's really cool. So definitely go check those guys out because it's good stuff. The Grail. And look for the video. All right?
Yeah.
Is that all we have today, Cam?
Well, I guess we will tell you if we got diarrhea because we drank out of it.
We did, actually.
We
yeah.
filtered a river that's kind of low and had some green crap growing.
But we did it.
Yeah.
And we're still here
My
right now.
My stomach feels okay right now, you know?
So real quick before we go, for you, the listeners of the Casual Preppers podcast, Audible is offering a free audiobook download with a 30-day trial to give you the opportunity to check out their service. So let me make a suggestion right now. Go download The Disaster Diaries.
Oh,
they,
yeah.
They have that on Audible. That book is fantastic. I really enjoyed it. You got to go read it, Cam.
I do.
Or go get it on Audible.
I'm still reading Bushcraft.
Actually, you should go get it on Audible. Why don't you do that?
I don't know why.
It doesn't make any sense.
Well, I've already signed up for a free account once.
Oh, have you?
Yeah.
Okay, anyways, so we, so if you guys can go to audibletrial.com/casualprepperspodcast, you will have an opportunity to sign up for a 30-day free trial, and you get a free book.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Like, seriously, it's free. We're not we're not joking. It's completely free.
And you'll get so many
I've done
prepper ideas.
Yeah, so
boom.
Go check it out, audibletrial.com/casualprepperspodcast.
Yeah.
Yep. Anything else you want to say before we go, Cam?
Nope. You guys are awesome.
All right.
Keep
see you
listening.
Guys. Come see us at www.casualpreppers.com. See you.